You've been behaving yourself quite well these last few weeks. You've gotten used to being naked. You've refrained from masturbating even when you got hard at random. And the number of random erections you've had has declined. You've taken every one of your spankings just the way you should. I still notice you looking at your cousin's feet, but you have stopped looking at mine. She does insist on wearing open-toed shoes and flip-flops, which is probably part of it. So, even though you do look, I think that you still deserve a reward. Yes, a reward. You've been such a good boy. I think you deserve a bath. Yes, a bath. A warm, splashy, wet bath. Did you just try to hide your silly little dick? Well, I suppose reflexes do take a while to retrain. Come on, into the bathroom with you. I bathed you plenty of times when you were a baby. It was one of the ways I saw you naked, after all. Let me just fill up the tub. I think that's a perfect temperature. All right. Let's see. While that's filling, where's the soap? Ah, there it is. And a cloth from here. All right. Let's see. Well, I'm going to start with your feet. All right, that looks deep enough. In you go. There's rather a lot of you, isn't there? All long and skinny, just like your dick. Maybe the both of you will fill out someday. Oh, no, I'm not going to rush your prick. Not yet. No, I still have to finish your legs. Yes. Scrub, scrub, scrub. There we go. Do-do-do. All right. Show me your hands. There we go. All right. Get between your toes. Now up your arm. All right, and your other arm. All right. Turn away from me so I can wash your back. There we go. All right. Turn away from me so I can wash your back. There we go. You've been spending a fair amount of time with your cousin these days. What do you two get up to? Nothing. Really. You hang out with her friends and play games. That's a productive use of your summer. The library? Oh, and the museum. I see. All right, turn around. Okay. There, your front is clean. Right, turn around again. Up on your knees and lean over with your hands against the wall. Yes, I'm washing your ass. How else is it supposed to get clean? No, I'm trying to help you avoid the temptation to play with yourself without permission. You've been so good, after all. And what sort of awful person would I be if I put you in a position where you could only fail? There, your balls are clean. Turn around and I'll wash the last part of you that needs washing. Yes, I am wet. It's hard to wash another person and stay dry. You're staring at my breasts. No, I said you were to have a reward. Here, let me make it easier for you to see them. Breasts are a perfectly normal part of a woman's body to be fascinated by, you know. There, take a good look. You like them, don't you? Your dick's getting bigger, or as big as it can get, while you look and I wash it. You don't think I got it clean enough? You want me to wash it again, more slowly this time? And just how would you ask? Very good. Since you asked so politely and with a minimum of prodding, I think I'll indulge you. You're a very squirmy boy tonight. You also haven't had your second orgasm of the day, either. I want you to let the water out, Then turn on the shower and rinse yourself off.
No, no play. That's right. You're becoming quite the good boy. Here's your towel. Yes, you're doing so well tonight. I keep revising your reward because of it. Now that you're mostly dry, I want you to put your towel down in the bottom of the tub. Fold it up first. That's it. Now, I want you to kneel at that end, facing me. Yes, that's what the towel is for.
Be patient, please. I need to get myself ready. My clothes are wet. That's why I'm removing them.
Ah, that was a good catch. You either almost touched yourself or covered yourself, and either one would have been, well, at least a reprimand.
I know that you and your cousin think that I am wholly against masturbation in any form. I am not, in fact, but I firmly believe that you should only masturbate a few times a week. Most young people don't have the self-discipline to do such a thing, and thus end up masturbating whenever and sometimes wherever the whim strikes, leading to so much wasted time. Who knows what the world would be like today if inventors invented and researchers researched instead of playing with themselves. Today is one of my 3 days for masturbating this week, and it's more efficient for me if I get myself off while observing you. It's not as if I haven't seen you playing with yourself after all. What? Of course I meant it. You're not going to come quickly, though, are you?
Yes, I am wet. Obedience is one of the things I like best, and you have been very good tonight. Can you hear it, how wet I am? Yes. You can touch yourself, you know. You have my permission to play with your silly little dick. That's it. Yes, there you go.
Go on. Yeah. Look how red your dick is. You're going so slowly. Teasing yourself, drawing it out, making it last. Is that the way you like it? Oh, it's good. I'm getting there. Once I've come, you may come. I'm so close. I'm so close. And that's another reason for not doing it all the time. Because if you deny yourself for a little while, it feels good. All right. You can come anytime you'd like. Oh, go on. Go on. That's it. Are you gonna come for me? Yeah. Oh. You're such a good boy. Go on, come for Andy. That's it. Oh. Oh, yes. Feels good, doesn't it? Oh, look at you. Oh. Oh, that's it. Oh, that's a good boy. Good job. What a good boy. Alrighty. Now, you can rinse down the tub and then get into your pajamas. I'll give you 30 minutes before I come in to give you your bedtime spanking. Oh, and one more thing, darling. Since you have behaved so very well, you may most certainly invite your best friend over for the weekend. And we'll skip the usual routine while he's here. Yes, you're quite welcome.
A few days later...
Where's my book? Oh, there it is. 2 chapters, I think, and then I'll go to sleep. I hate cliffhangers. It's been kind of quiet out there. I think I'll just take a quick peek to make sure the boys are all right before lights out. Where are they? Oh, there they are. Oh my god. Are they? Well. Clearly never touched another dick before. Gosh, that's beautiful. Are they going to... What the... Ugh. Well, that is a blank... That's just... I am going to... This calls for some deliberate consideration.
The next morning.
Good morning, boys. How are you? Did you sleep well? Good, I'm glad. That's wonderful to hear. Now, why don't you two follow me into my room? I have something that I want to talk to you about. Right this way. Yes, in here. Now, boys, I know that you're young and curious, and that everyone is a little different. That's all right, for the most part. After all, how boring everything would be if we were all the same. I'm getting there, don't you worry. Last night, I thought I should check on you.
And there's the guilty blush.
It was awfully quiet outside, and all I intended to do was to see that you hadn't drowned. Instead, I saw the both of you, much more of the both of you than I expected, sitting on the edge of the pool. I don't know what you were doing to begin with. Stow it. I don't care how it started. The end result was the two of you sitting there in the light from the pool, pulling your dicks, and eventually coming into the water. Yes, I watched the whole thing. It was difficult not to, given the lovely proportions of the cock on your friend there. What are you mumbling about? You were staring at it the whole time. And your noodle dick made a poor showing, as usual. Part of that was perhaps my fault, since you'd been getting relieved twice a day, and thus perhaps had lower reserves than you might otherwise. So I watched you, stroking yourselves, feeling one another up, which you clearly hadn't ever done before.
and then your frantic jerking to get off at the end. The end where you came in the pool. As I said, I don't care how it started, but I care rather a lot about the results. You two, ugh. Where do I start? The lack of respect shown to me by your discharge of semen into my pool? The breach of trust? Because I was trusting you, and you let me down. I'm so... You're sorry? You aren't half sorry, not yet. The both of you will be, however. You're going to start by spending the rest of the summer working off the cost of having the pool professionally cleaned, plus new filters and chemical treatment. I have been meaning to have the house painted, so you can start with that. The rest of it, that begins right now. First of all, have you discussed your little predilections with your friend here, nephew? You haven't. You haven't told him how you like to play with your sad little prick while you watch pathetic men sitting by while another man fucks their wife or girlfriend. You haven't told him about how you like to look at feet, how you like to touch your barely adequate dick and think about fucking said feet. Oh yes, that's the kind of pornographic filth he enjoys. His bookmarks were full of it when I went through his computer prior to locking it down. You may want to reconsider how much time you spend with him after this. No, because he's a pervert, not because he might be sexually attracted to men. Cuckoldry and feet aren't on the same level as a man with a hot ass. You two have a choice to make now. Accept my punishment, which will be meted out with measured anger and disappointment, or I can call your mothers and let them know exactly what you two got up to and just how displeased I am with you. No, of course not. I just told you that I didn't care about that, not in the least. Jizz in my pool and breaking my rules that someone should have known by heart, that is what I care about. Again, pick your poison. Take your chances with your mothers, or allow me to show you the error of your ways. And allow me to warn you that my punishment won't be anything like you're used to. No taking away your game system or forbidding you from using the car under my roof. Ask my nephew. He'll tell you. Yes, I do. You're sure? You're absolutely certain that you want to take my discipline? All right. Since the two of you are so fond of penile stimulation, the first thing you're going to do is jerk off. In front of me, yes. You're not having second thoughts, are you? Because it's too late for that. You, my nephew, are going to fetch a pillow from your bed. You know which one. That one. Your friend, on the other hand, is going to get naked while you're gone. Aren't you a handsome boy? Your cock looks like it could satisfy just about anyone. Nice and thick. You're not even hard yet. Oh, good. Bring that pillow over here and kneel in front of your friend. Yes. Hold the pillow up. You're going to masturbate now. You're going to use your hand or hands, and you're going to work that cock of yours until you come, and you're going to come all over that pillow. Yes. Why? Because I told you to. Because you're clearly lacking in self-control. Because you're going to learn why you shouldn't get your possibly hazardous bodily fluids on or in things that belong to someone else. That's right. Push that big cock of yours through your fist. How's the view, nephew? Satisfying? Better than that of someone with their dick in your girl? Or better than that of some random woman's funky toes? You be sure to catch every last drop of his mess now. I'll make you clean the carpet for one, and for another, well, it's important to have as much of his cum as possible for the next phase of your punishment. Keep going. Look at your friend. Look at the way his mouth is open.
Look at how hard he's breathing. Now, I wonder, were you lying when I asked you if my nephew had told you what he was into? Does the idea of fucking a girl while being watched by said girl's man turn you on? Does having us watch you make you even harder? Perverts. I'm surrounded by perverts. I will never understand them as long as I live. You're almost there. Already? Go ahead and come then. Yes, on the pillow. Good. Goodness, that's rather a lot of cum you're producing. It looks like even more than last night. Are your balls empty now? I want you to milk your dick. Make sure you get every last drop. Just wipe it off on the pillow. There. What now? Well, now you switch places, of course. Aw, your little penis is trying to wave hello. Give it a good handshake and get it all the way up. Yes, you're going to come right on top of your friend's cum. Since the two of you seem to be determined to be perverts, your punishment is suitably and simultaneously perverted and unpleasant. But I won't tell you everything. Not yet. Just get yourself hard and then come. Yes, I am being tough on him. He's had a little less than a month to learn his lessons, and I thought they were taking. Clearly, I was mistaken. He seems to be seeking out riskier and more inappropriate ways to scratch his itch since he's no longer allowed access to pornography. You're not done yet. Do you need permission to think about the girls you like best? Getting vigorously fucked? Getting railed by someone sporting the same kind of prick as your friend here? And then, instead of coming inside her, they come all over her feet? That was impressively quick, even if your addition was fairly paltry. Now, the next part of this. You put the pillow on the bed, and then you get up there with your face on the pillow. Yes, in the wet spot, with your ass in the air. Oh, and since you've escalated your behavior, I'm escalating the punishment. I'm starting with my belt. You really should know by now that tears aren't going to move me. Get on the bed and assume the position, or you will end up with worse. You're making a fool of yourself in front of your friend, you know. If you don't get up there right now, young man, I'll give you double what I was going to give you, and I'll do it with whatever I can lay my hands on. Thank you. Move your floppy little dick and your balls, then bring your knees together. Good. Now, do not move while I retrieve my belt. There. Huh? No, you needn't worry about counting. Again, escalation. I am very unhappy with you, boy. I'm... What? No. No, don't you try to absolve him of any responsibility. As I said, I don't care if you talked him into comparing cocks or he talked you into jerking off. You're both going to get what's coming to you. You don't squirt. I don't want to miss. Don't look so much like I'm possibly going to kill you, Mr. Big Cock. You will get something a bit less severe, but just as memorable. Sit up. Oh, no. You may not wipe your face.
No, you'll wear that for the rest of the day as a reminder. You wouldn't have come on your face if you'd exercised a little self-control. Now, you take your pillow and kneel on the floor there while your friend bends over the bed. Yes, I'm going to warm your ass. This isn't even half of what I have planned for the two of you, you know. I haven't even decided what I'll do this evening. I do intend to continue the cum-covered pillow routine, as long as the two of you are under my roof, however. Be grateful I didn't have you lick it clean. Before I start on your friend, boy, tell me, have you learned anything about breaking trust? Good. And you say? That's right. You're welcome.